You're listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A tornado watch is in effect from much of Florida as Tropical Storm Debby travels north of the state into the Gulf Coast. Governor Ron DeSantis warning.
It will make landfall in the state of Florida tomorrow as a hurricane, most likely as a Category 1 hurricane, but it could potentially be even stronger.
The storm's on a track that would make landfall in Florida's Big Bend. Residents are bracing for heavy rain and a storm surge today. In the UK, an attack today on a hotel housing asylum seekers, seeing at least 10 police officers injured, one seriously. Prime Minister Keir Starmer describing it as far-right thuggery. Violence has broke out across the country in the wake of a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left three girls dead and many more wounded. Big day for Team USA. American swimmers setting two world records at the Paris Olympics. Gymnast Suni Lee adding another medal to her collection. On the track, Americans Noah Lyles and one gold. Fred Curley wins the bronze in the 10 meter. This is ABC News. Thousands filling the streets of Caracas, Venezuela, protesting the re-election of President Nicolas Maduro in a vote widely seen as fraudulent. Maduro's security forces have violently fought demonstrators since he claimed victory. The U.S. and other countries have recognized Maduro's opponent, Edmundo Gonzalez, as winning the election. There was national anger in January when a statue of a sports icon was trashed. Now a new prison sentence.
Ricky Alderete's 15-year prison sentence is for several crimes, but 18 months are for stealing the statue of baseball trailblazer Jackie Robinson from a park in Wichita. Coincidentally, a new statue will be unveiled Monday.
We still have the sculpture molds from the original sculpture, so we're able to use those molds to recreate the sculpture just like it was before.
That's Tony Workman of Art Castings of Colorado speaking in May. Major League Baseball is covering the cost of the replacement. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCL 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, with a 30% chance of spotty showers, low 67. Partly sunny and muggy tomorrow, with a 30% chance of showers and storms through the day. Heavier rain expected late, high 79. And heavy rain tomorrow night with some thunderstorms, up to 1 inch in some areas. Local flooding is possible with a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and under mostly cloudy skies, I should say. Our current temperature is 87 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, August 4th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin sales tax revenues has recorded one of their biggest year-to-year drops since the pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, sales tax revenue dropped 2.3% in March compared to March of 2023. Slowing sales tax growth and even declines were seen in key sectors like retail, food service, wholesale trade, and manufacturing. Even though inflation has slowed, it's well above where it was throughout the 2010s, making the recent slowing of sales tax revenue more notable, according to the report. WPF policy researcher Mark Sommerhauser says in some of Wisconsin's bigger counties, the impact of remote work and generational pivots towards online shopping could be driving declines in sales tax revenue. Almost half of the sectors that report sales taxes saw a decline in the first half of this year. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions Investment Scam Tracker includes descriptions of frauds or deceptive scams based on previous consumer complaints to DFI. The Scam Tracker lets you search for a company's name, type of scam, or keyword, and includes a list of frequently asked questions. The tool also includes links to additional resources and a list of common investment terms. According to DFI, imposter scams are the most reported and often most difficult to detect. Between January of 2022 and June of 2024, more than $3.5 million in losses were reported to DFI from cryptocurrency fraud and financial grooming. Women say photos of them are surfacing online in a Madison man's public photo album, pictures they didn't consent to taking. According to reporting from WKOW, a Flickr album titled Girls includes hundreds of photos of young women in downtown Madison and on the UW campus. One woman told the station she could identify when it was taken based on what she was wearing and who she was with. She says she had just turned 18. Madison police say the photos were taken in public areas, so taking and posting them is totally legal, even if it makes people uncomfortable. However, they've spoken to this man multiple times and have asked him to remove the album altogether. Beginning tomorrow, the Richland County Highway Department will be closing Highway 60 to install a culvert. The closure will be on Highway 60 east of Muscadet to Gotham. Highway 60 will be hard closed from County Highway 00 and the west intersection of Gingers Road to the east intersection of Gingers Road. The road will be closed to through traffic, but fire and rescue will still be able to maintain service in the area. The road will remain closed through Thursday. National Night Out events will be held around the country this Tuesday. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign held on the first Tuesday of August each year that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter says it is an opportunity for community building.
Not only are we interacting with the community and in a positive, low-stress event, right? But we're also interacting with our fellow first responders. So it's a good opportunity for us to get out, meet the public. I have a very young department now, and it's important for them to get out and kind of get that face-to-face time with, you know, the community. But it's also, at the same time, it's great for us to get away from an emergency scene and interact with our fellow first responders, because we are all a big team. We all have to work together. And I think this is a good opportunity for that, to have that kind of bonding.
Partners for Prevention of Richland County will host its fourth annual National Night Out event from 5 to 8 at a new location. This year's event will be held at Kroska Park at the Rotary Lights location. Another change for this year is there will be no free food, but food trucks and stands will be available for purchase food and refreshments. Those in attendance will be Jovita's, TKO, the Boy Scouts, and Carter's Walk with Grace Team. Desserts will also be available for purchase from area retailers. The community is invited to attend to see law enforcement, EMS, and fire department vehicles on display, enjoy live music by Donnie Razek, as well as DJ music. Back this year will be the K9 5K walk run beginning at 5:30, with registration beginning at 4:30. Sheriff Porter says the K9 unit for both the county and city are dependent on donations.
Events like the K9 5K really help us, because it's not just getting the dog, right? There's all this ongoing maintenance that goes with keeping the dogs. Sometimes the dogs have medical issues, just like we do. And so, you know, all this stuff helps us maintain the program. So events like the K9 5K, huge for us. Great donation builder for us. So that'll be going on 5:30 on Tuesday during the National Night Out. And registration is online for it. You can go to the Partners for Prevention Facebook page to register. Website, the Partners for Prevention website. I Google searched it yesterday, National Night Out, K9 5K. It was like one of the first things that showed up. So we're just encouraging people to get out, sign up for it. You don't have to run. You could walk it if you wanted. But yeah, we're just encouraging enrollment for things like that. And it's split between our two canine funds. So the police department's canine fund and my canine fund. So the profits are split. And yeah, it helps us maintain those programs.
The Dunk Tank will also be back this year. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones is a member of the planning committee.
For some reason, everybody likes to dunk the chief, but we also have the sheriff in it again this year. So come on out and help dunk the sheriff. There will be a little fee again to get some balls and throw them as hard as you can. And we'll hopefully entertain the crowd as much as we can with as big a splashes as we can make.
The evening will also include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, face painting, and a bounce house. EMS will have a Lucas machine demonstration at 5. There will be a fire truck demo at 5:45 and a canine demonstration at 6:15. Another new event at the Richland County National Night Out this year is a first responders team challenge at 6:45. The fourth annual Richland County National Night Out will be held Tuesday from 5 to 8 at Kroska Park in Richland Center. All ages are invited to attend. The 2024 Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grants are open to applicants. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will award a total of up to $200,000 to Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant funding in 2024. DATCAP staff will hold an informational webinar via Zoom from noon to 1 on Tuesday to discuss creating a successful proposal with time allotted for questions. Participants can register to attend the webinar and to receive a link to the recording. Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin is a competitive grant program designed to strengthen Wisconsin's agriculture and food industries by helping farms and businesses more efficiently process, market, and distribute locally grown food products. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production, agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. The deadline to apply is September 9th. For more information, contact DATCAP at DATCP@wisconsin.gov. Super Registration Day for Richland Center Schools will be taking place on Tuesday from 1 to 7 at the Richland Center High School. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
Super Registration Day is fast approaching, and it's about time to register for the upcoming school year. Here's Richland School District Director of Marketing and Communications, Carrie Stoltz, on the registration process.
People can come in. They can do a lot of stuff online, so that'll open up here in a couple weeks, the online registration, just with like forms and that kind of stuff. And then I think fees can be paid there as well. But if you've done absolutely nothing, even if you just wanted your new enrollment to the district, you can come that day and we can get everything taken care of for you right there. So new enrollments have a little spot that they can go and talk to any secretaries or principals or guidance counselors that they need to talk to. You can fill out all your registration paperwork. You can pay all your fees, get your photo taken, and be ready for the first day right there.
Kids can take their pictures as well throughout the day.
There should be 5 photographers there, I think, and they'll be set up by 1. So you can pop in and get your photo taken. And there will be a makeup day if you don't like them or if you're not available for Super Registration Day, that kids can do retakes for those as well.
Stoltz has information on how to approach your time getting your picture taken.
We're there 1 to 7, so I've heard through the grapevine that 1 o'clock is a really popular time and there's maybe a line. If 1 o'clock works for you, come on down. If you want to wait until 1:30 or 2 o'clock, you maybe can get through the line just a little bit quicker. But we're there until 7, so if parents work until, you know, 5:30, we're still there and ready to help the kids or help the parents work them through anything. Also worth noting, we will have, I think, 3 translators available. So if there's anybody who has Spanish as a first language and maybe would like to kind of have more information that way or a little help with paperwork and forms and that kind of stuff, there are translators there who are happy to help and would love to help you get through that.
Richland Center school teacher Sabrina Ryder will be there to assist you on registration and signing you into Skyward.
I will be one of the people that help you fill out your registration papers or get signed into Skyward. That seems to be a hitch in the giddy up every year. You have parents that forget their password. You haven't used it all summer. You don't remember how to log in. We just really easily reset your password and get you going on your way. Just have a little patience with us. Sometimes we have a line. We have translators that will help you fill out your paperwork if you need to. We have, probably like 30 computer stations set up, and there are about six of us, and we just kind of float around and help you fill out your paperwork, answer questions. It's a really great opportunity to also meet your school principals. They'll be there, and they'll have little tables set up. So if you have a new student to the district, they can put a name to a face. It's really nice.
Carrie Stoltz welcomes any Richland Center student to attend the Super Registration Day.
So everybody is welcome at Super Registration. Even seniors should come take pictures. I know they maybe don't care quite as much if they've got senior pictures scheduled, but they still need an ID picture for the school. So they sometimes are the less likely to come in, but come in. Maybe grab some food while you're there. Paperwork, all that good stuff. See the principals and staff if there's an old teacher you want to say hello to or something. And then I will put in a plug just for the parents who have been in the district before. If you want to try and log into your Skyward account now, see if there's any incorrect information, the email, the phone number, that kind of stuff. If you want to check that out now, just to give yourself a heads up for the day, if you find any errors, let us know. We can correct them. I think maybe even parents can adjust a couple things on there themselves. So that will save some time on your Super Registration Day if you just want to double check that info.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. WRCO News time is 5:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Today is Sunday, August 4th. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley and Sauk City, died yesterday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the St. Killian's Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Keysville. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley and Sauk City. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of the service. Burial will take place Sunday, August 11th at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We have been having warmer temperatures sticking around for the past couple of weeks, and we've been having quite a bit of humidity added to that as well, with a lot of southern wind bringing in the moisture from the Gulf. However, we have a combination of things that have been slowly decreasing that moisture content, and we are going to have cooler temperatures as we have a cold front push through getting into the beginning of this upcoming week. Heading into tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, we will still have some spotty showers pushing through. Lows will be dropping mid to upper 60s. Now getting into our Monday, we're looking at partly sunny skies. Once again, going to be feeling a little bit on the muggy side. We are looking at chances of showers and storms throughout the day, and then we're looking at heavier rain showers expected later on in the evening, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Getting into our Monday night, we are going to have heavy rain showers with some thunderstorms. Some of us could get up to an inch of rainfall during the Monday night into early Tuesday morning times, though local flooding is possible for that time frame. Lows are going to feel cooler, though. We're looking at mid to upper 50s for overnight lows into Tuesday. Tuesday, as I said, we're going to have early morning rains going to be trickling off and then decreasing our clouds for the rest of the day. It's going to feel much cooler. Highs mostly in the low to mid 70s. And for a Wednesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures and lower humidity. Looking at highs to be in the mid 70s for the rest of the week into this upcoming weekend. And then we are going to see opportunity of more rain showers coming in Friday as well as Saturday in the afternoon hours. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 87 degrees, which is also our daytime high, and after a morning low of 67. Yesterday's high was 87, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 is 98 degrees, with a record low of 44 set back in 1978. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:20, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:56. Currently, the winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.91. Our relative humidity is at 53%, making it feel like our temperature is actually 90 degrees outside, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 87 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at Wilkinson. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
And in area sports, American Legion baseball action is taking place this weekend. Tournament action, that is. It's the Class A tournament. State tournament that's being held at Osseo, and a couple area teams did make it into that tournament. That would be Westby and Viroqua. And in today's games during that tournament, Stratford beat Westby by a score of 2-1, and they will go on to take on the winner of the Viroqua Lomira, or the loser, I should say, of the Viroqua or Lomira game, and that game is going to be played at 7 o'clock this evening. Also, another game that has to be played yet today is Little Chute against Fond du Lac, St. Mary's Spring, and that game is actually currently underway. And the winner of that game, Little Chute or Fond du Lac, will play the winner of the Viroqua and Lomira game, which starts at 7, I should say. So that game will start at 7 o'clock this evening. Luis Garcia Jr. homered for the second consecutive day. Rookie James Wood hit a base-loaded triple, and the Washington Nationals defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3. Mitchell Parker threw 6 shutout innings for his first victory since June 16th for Washington, which won back-to-back games since a 5-game skid that matched a season high. Gary Sanchez homered for the National League Central leading Brewers, who dropped the final 2 of a 3-game series and have lost 4 of 5 overall. Milwaukee went 2-4 against Washington this year, the first time the Brewers lost a season series to the Nationals since 2015. And the Brewers, they will have tomorrow off, and they will travel to Atlanta to take on the Braves in a 3-game series starting Tuesday. And that game on Tuesday will be starting at around 6:20, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of it on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the pregame of that contest on Tuesday should start at around 5:45. Elsewhere in the majors today, we have the Giants beating the Reds by a score of 8-2. It was the Marlins shutting out the Braves 7-0. The Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 6-5. The Blue Jays and Yankees are currently tied. They're in a rain delay right now. The Nationals, of course, as I said, beat the Brewers 4-3. It was the Royals over the Tigers 3-2, and the Orioles defeated the Guardians 9-5. The Twins beat the White Sox 13-7. The Rays shut out the Astros 1-0, and it was the Red Sox over the Rangers by a score of 7-2. And we have a few games that are still being played, about 4 different games. One of them includes the Dodgers against the Athletics, and the Dodgers are leading the Athletics 3-2 in the top of the 9th. In the bottom of the 7th, it's the Angels leading the Mets 3-2. The Padres lead the Rockies 7-2 in the bottom of the 7th. In the bottom of the 8th, it's the Phillies shutting out the Mariners 6-0. And tonight's Sunday night baseball game will be the Cardinals at the Cubs. J.D. Martinez has faced many relief pitchers during his 14 years in the majors. The New York Mets designated hitter, though, could only laugh and smile after striking out against the Los Angeles Angels rookie Ben Joyce. Joyce struck out Martinez with a 104.7 mile per hour cutter last night, the fastest pitch in the majors this season. It eclipsed the 104.5 miles per hour he threw on July 12th against Seattle. According to Sport Trader, it is also tied for the 6th fastest pitch since 2009. American gymnast star Sunsea Lee, Olympic medal count keeps rising. Lee earned her 3rd medal of the 2024 Paris Games and the sixth of her Olympic career by claiming bronze today in the uneven bars. Lee says the bronze is a vindication of sorts after she took bronze on the same event in Tokyo 3 years ago, despite what she considered a sloppy performance. Lee has one last chance to add to her medal total when she competes in the balance beam final on the final day. Noah Lyles won the Olympic 100 meters by 0.005 seconds today, waiting some 30 seconds after the finish of an excruciatingly close sprint to find out he'd beaten Kishane Thompson of Jamaica. The word photo popped up on the scoreboard after Lyles and Thompson dashed to the line. Lyles paced to the track with his hands draped over his head. Finally, the numbers came up. Lyles won in 9.784 seconds to edge out the Jamaican by 0.005 of a tick of the clock. America's Fred Curley came in third at 9.81, and the defending champion Marcel Jacobs finished fifth. The United States closed out Olympic swimming with a wide range of emotions. The Americans set two world records on the final night, winning the gold medal count over rival Australia and easing the sting of the first loss ever in the men's 4x100-meter Melody Relay. Bobby Fink set a new standard in the 1500 freestyle, and the Americans women's closed out a thrilling 9 days at La Defense Arena with another record of their 4x100 medal relay. China stunningly won the gold in the men's 4x100 medley relay, ending the American run of dominance that stretched back to the introduction of the event at the 1960 Rome Games. The only time the U.S. didn't win gold was in 1980, when it boycotted the Moscow Games. The loss stirred up more hard feelings about a Chinese team tainted by doping allegations. And Michigan coach Sharon Moore faces allegations that he violated NCAA rules related to an investigation into an impermissible scouting and sign-stealing that hung over the program through its run to last season's national title. Three people who have been briefed, on the contents of the NCAA notice of allegations that Michigan is expected to receive soon, told the Associated Press that Moore is accused of deleting text messages from Connor Stallions. Stallions is the former low-level recruiting staffer who coordinated an off-campus advanced scouting operation. The people spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity because the notice was confidential. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
100.9 WURCO. Well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe. I came out crying, Chattahoochee. Spinning non-stop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
Although the years have changed now and we go by different names, I remember the sound of our roof and the rain. And my mind goes back in time to a place so far gone, where the love we left behind us was still new. We were listening to a record on the end of your bed, not giving thought to where it was all going. And I was right then and there so badly I could read your mind, just so I could know the things that you were knowing. I believe
I do. The hardest part is always leaving love behind. I believe, yes I do, that everything we lose will be a gift in time. But the hardest part is leaving love behind. When it was time to say goodbye, those words came down like stones. I admit for so long after, it was hard to feel at home. We would hear the highway song shifting down in the night. I was grateful that the echoes broke the quiet. I believe, yes I do, the hardest part is always leaving love behind. I believe, yes I do, that everything we lose will be a gift in time. But the hardest part is leaving love behind. Fades on me now, and I miss you like words can't know. And I miss my shot at dying young a long time ago. It's just a lesson learned in love. It's not angry, it's not sad. Sometimes you gotta lose something to know what you have. Hardest part is always leaving love behind. I believe, yes I do. Holding everything we lose will be a gift in time.
I believe, yes I do.
The hardest part is leaving love behind.
Never been one for poetry until I saw forever staring back at me. And it's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. I'm talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. And everything about my life getting sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the bottom to the top of my list, it's got all over it. I'm gonna carve our names in a sycamore tree. Gonna put them way up high where everybody can see. Gonna shout it from the rooftops up to the stars, so everybody knows this little boy's heart's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. Talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. And everything about my life's getting sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the
was Aaron Goodvin, written all over it on Country and Community. And our current temperature right now is still at 87 degrees, getting cloudy out there. Man, it looks like it could rain. I checked the radar, though. I haven't seen anything. I'll have to take another look here before I head on out and stuff. But just make sure there isn't anything nasty coming along before I leave for the evening. But tomorrow, it sounds like it's when we're supposed to get our heavier storms tomorrow, because that's right before our cool down, because it looks like tomorrow it's supposed to cool down to about 79. So because of that cool down, more than likely, that's why we're going to get the heavier rains tomorrow and tomorrow night. So be on the lookout, whatever you do tomorrow, and be sure to listen to WRCO 100.9, also online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. And we'll give you any updates on weather, if anything changes, if we get any watches or warnings. Hopefully we won't. Hopefully, you know, we've been pretty fortunate. There's been with a lot of them that have been happening over the last week or two. They've been kind of going around us, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that'll be the same case. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a red and white Dachshund puppy. The puppy's name is Pearl and is not wearing a collar. The dog was lost on Sheldon Street. If you find Pearl, please give a call to 608-604-7889. There is a reward being offered for whoever finds Pearl. So once again, a red and white Dachshund puppy. The puppy's name is Pearl, and she's not wearing a collar. Last seen on Sheldon Street. If you find her, give a call to 608-604-7889, and a reward is being offered for her return. Then coming up this evening, we'll be bringing you Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, also online at WRCO.com or on the Civic Media app.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsborough Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound service.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Mark your calendars for this Tuesday's fourth annual National Night Out and K9 5K Run Walk at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Enjoy first responder and organization displays, food trucks, and activities for all ages, including the Run Walk. Register today for the K95K on the Partners for Prevention of Richland County website. Support the city and county K9 units and meet amazing K9s Teddy, Lucy, and Aaron. It's a night to celebrate partnerships in Richland County to promote health and safety for all. They hope to see you there.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
WRCO 100.9.
That was Sarah Evans with Anywhere, And our time is 5:54, so that means it's time for me to wrap things up here and call it an evening on WRCO. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I will be back again tomorrow. I'll be doing the sports report around 5:20. And then after the ag news, I'll be bringing you some more great music and information for your entertainment. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. Mr. Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show. Phil will have some great music, news, trivia, sports. He'll have Hank in the studio. And there's a lot of great things going on tomorrow morning on the Light in the Milk House show with your host, Mr. Phil Nee. So be sure to tune in for that. And taking us up to the top of the hour and old country is Confederate Railroad with When You Leave That Way You Came. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you sometime tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
I remember waking in the morning to the sound of a rooster's crow. Mama cooking in the kitchen. And Arthur Godfrey on the radio. Me and Dad were just like strangers. We never did see eye to eye. It came to blows one Sunday morning. So I packed my bags and I said goodbye. And when you leave that way, you can never go back. The train won't run on a torn up track. Sometimes I wish I'd never owned, oh no. Cause when you leave that way, you can never go home. Then I met a girl in Knoxville. Always set our wedding day. Left her standing at the altar with a baby on the way. And when you leave that way, you can never go back. A train won't run on a torn up track. Sometimes I wish I'd never owned, oh no. Cause when you leave that way, you can never go home. Called me with his wife and told the preacher man to leave me alone. When he came to read my rights, and he said, son, when you leave this way, you can never come back. A soul won't roll on a torn up track. All through eternity you'll roll me alone. Cause when you leave this way, you can never come home. All through eternity you'll roll me alone. Cause when you leave this way, you can never come home.
WRCO 100.9.